Now the story of a very common but very often overlooked cause of death. A new study concludes that sepsis is involved in a surprisingly high proportion of deaths globally. The illness is essentially the body's overreaction to infection. NPR science correspondent Richard Harris reports.
Antibiotics are wonder drugs, but even so, infections remain a very common cause of death. So too is sepsis, or blood poisoning. Dr. Christina Rudd at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine says these two related conditions are often studied separately.
But I really felt like there was a lot of work to be done to put these two things together.
Rudd and a big team of colleagues studied 100 million death certificates collected worldwide between 1990 and 2017. They found that sepsis turns up twice as often as health officials have long assumed, if not as a direct cause of death, at least as a contributing factor.
Approximately 11 million people worldwide every year die with sepsis.
So it's about 20% of global deaths.
Exactly.
That's a huge number.
It's a massive number.
In places with poor medical care, childbearing women are at greatest risk.
These are women who develop an infection after they give birth or have a C-section, or women who suffer a miscarriage and then go on to have an infection because often they don't have access to appropriate obstetric care.
In this country, the cases are more varied. Sepsis can strike otherwise healthy people who get an infection that runs amok. Other cases arise in the hospital. That's often among people who are already in poor health, and it causes multiple organ failure.
Often that most underlying cause is something like lung cancer that then led to pneumonia, that then led to sepsis, and then the person died. And so it can be really hard to sort that out.
Obviously, if 20% of deaths have sepsis as a component, that means there's huge room for improvement. Rudd's study does report major success since 1990. According to her paper, being presented at a meeting today and being published in The Lancet, the global death rate from sepsis has dropped by 50% since 1990.
It's really interesting that in their study, they actually found that the incidence of sepsis declined over the study period, where many other studies have actually suggested the opposite.
Dr. Chenu Ri studies sepsis at Harvard Medical School. He says the new study is an important contribution, though he doesn't take the numbers literally, because doctors don't report sepsis consistently. His own findings on sepsis in the United States have even scarier numbers than the new study, so this latest publication could actually be an underestimate. And Christina Rudd says she thinks the global decline is real, driven by public health measures.
This is provision of clean drinking water and sanitation infrastructure and development of vaccines and effective antibiotics.
Still, there is a lot of room for improvement in public health as well as for developing effective treatments for sepsis. Richard Harris, NPR News.